the last 2 weeks we were discussing the principle of Sfeika Deraisa of the Chumra. Now we have to move into the corollary principle, the opposite principle of Sfeika Derabanan Lekula. So the Gemara tells us in several places, it's actually based on a Mishnah, that whenever in the realm of Dinam Derabanan, so the general rule is Sfeika Derabanan Lekula. Why exactly should this be so? Why should there be a halach of Sfeika Derabanan Lekula? So this was a big issue in the Rishonim, between the Rambam and the Ramban, how to understand what the nature of this halacha of Sfeika Derabanan Lekula is all about. Everyone agrees there is such a din, the Mishnayos and Gemaras about it, but how to understand the mechanics of why it's so is subject to a dispute amongst the Rishonim. So the background of this machlokes is really a more basic question about how do we understand Dinim Derabanan in general. We spoke about this on different occasions. We spoke a little bit on Shavuos night, once or twice in the past. How do we understand the requirement of listening to the Chachamim? So the Rambam has a comment in Hilchos Mamrim, where the Rambam tells us that the pasuk in Chumash that says L'sosim and Adavar she'yagidu lecha yamin u'smol, the Torah tells us that we have to listen to the Beis Din Hagadol, we have to listen to Chachmei Torah. So the Rambam says that this includes not only to listen to their interpretations of Dinim D'Araisa, not only to listen when they give you a tradition that this is the Din D'Araisa, and not only when they dash in the Pasuk and they extrapolate Dinim D'Araisa, but even when the Chachamim are making up something on their own. Even if they're making up an Issa D'Rabbanan or they're instituting a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, the Rambam says that's all subsumed under the heading of L'Sosim and Adavah Shegil Chayim Min Usmol. If this is the case, the Ramban argues against the Rambam, so then why should there be any difference between their Isis and their Rabbanans? So we have a rule, Sveika their Isis l'chumra. So if every Rabbanan is basically a violation of Losos, if a person moves Muktz on Shabbos, so he's violating the Pasuk and Chumash, Pasha Shoftim of Losos, and Radovah Shagil Chay Minusmo, or when a person isn't lighting their Chanukah, so he's violating the Yisra their Isis of Losos, and Radovah Shagil Chay Minusmo, so then why shouldn't we treat these as Sveikas their Isis, just as Safik Chazir is l'chumra, Safik Bishop Lachom is l'chumra, just as Safed Kishofer is l'chumra, Safed Neres Chanukah should be l'chumra. Every Derabanan should in effect be a Deraisa. That's the Ramban's question against the Rambam. So the Ramban says the answer to the question is that's not true, that the Rambam's very premise is not correct, that Losasa does not apply to Mitzvahs Derabanan. Losasa only applies to Deraisa. There are three different Chalakim of Tosh Shabbat, but the Rambam says that Losasa applies to one is when the Chachamim tell you that they have a tradition, Ish Pipish and Mesh Rabbeinu, that fill in a black, or that you Esrog is an Esrog, or you count Sefiras Omer starting on the first day, build up Yom Minyan on the first day of after Yom Tov, not the day after Shabbos, etc. Whatever the Chachamim tell you that they have a tradition, Ish Pipish and Mesh Rabbeinu, there's the din of Losasa in that. And then the Ramban concedes there's the din of Losasa, then the Chachamim dash in the Kavachomer, or Hekesh, or a Ribuy, or something, they figure out one of the Yidgim Amidah Shatan addresses by him, and they derive a new halacha, but it's a din deraisa, because it's based on psukim, based on kolam of the Torah. Those are all governed, all those dinim are governed by Losasar. But when the Chachamim make Neres Chanukah, the Chachamim make a Muktza, make a Bishalakam, those are pure Derabanan, Yesh Me'ayin. So those dinim Derabanan are not governed by Losasar, says the Ramban. Why do we have to listen to them? That's a different question. That we definitely spoke about on a Shavuos night a while back. That's a whole machlokes, a whole shaila. According to the Ramban, why do you have to listen to the Chacham? It's not based on the Losasa. What's it based on? So it's based on something. You have to, even the Ramban, listen to the Ramban. The Ramban also lit Chanukah candles. The Ramban also didn't move Muktza. So you have to figure out what the answer to that question is according to the Ramban. So we spoke several times with Chanukah about who gave a different me or whatever it is. But if the answer to that dilemma is according to the Ramban. Well, one thing is clear, the Ramban says, Losasa, it's not. So I summed up the question of the Ramban in about 3 seconds. But the truth is that the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs asked the same question against the Ramban about 30 times over. The Ramban keeps on plugging away at the Ramban, keeps on saying, how can you tell me that the Rabbanans are their Isis? How come Sfeika Derabanan is Lakula? And how come there are other Kulas in the Rabbanans? And how come there's that Kula in the Rabbanan? And this Kula in the Rabbanan? Every Kula in the Rabbanan? How can there be any differences La'alocha between their Isis and their Rabbanans if all the Rabbanans are ultimately their Isis? So the gist of the Kash is from Sveikas. That's the bottom line question. But the Ramban makes the question a little bit fancier than I'm presenting it. But I'll call upon him, what's not the answer according to the Rambam? How can it be that there's a principle of Sufik Derabanan Lakula if every Derabanan is really their Isis? So our initial reaction to that question is that maybe the Rambam wouldn't lose too much sleep over this question, because if you remember from last week, from 2 weeks ago, the Rambam happens to be the biggest makel on Sfeikas Deraisa. The Rambam holds that even Sfeikas Deraisa is a really Lekula, Midaraisa. So maybe the Rambam says that, Midaraisa, everything's Mutter. All Sfeikas are Mutter. Safi Chaz is Mutter. Safi Chomitz is Mutter. Safi Shabbat, everything's Mutter, Minatara. Elohat, the Chachamim made it Takana, that we shouldn't rely on Sfeikas Deraisa, Lekula, Midaraisa. So it could be when the Chachamim made that Takana, they only limited that Chumra to their Isis, not to their Abundance. even though there are abundance of deraisas, even though there are abundance of parnos sasser, kach tikkun chachamim. So, the question is not the end of the world question according to the Rambam, but others give a little bit of a fancier answer, Bedasa Rambam, and the Rambam himself actually alludes to this answer. What we have to say, according to the Rambam, is something along the following lines, that if the Chachamim would have wanted to create Sveikis to be the Chumra, they could have done. They could have made whatever they wanted to. But Me'ikara kach tiknu, that the Chachamim themselves made it, when they made it the Takanas, the Rabbanan, they made Isurim the Rabbanan, they made Mitzvahs the Rabbanan, they built into the system the Klal, Sveikis the Rabbanan Lekula. So what's the Kash? The Kash is every time I'm violating a Suffolk the Rabbanan, I'm violating a Suffolk of Lo Sasser. Because after all, Mi Suffolk I'm not listening to the Chachamim. So the answer is that's not correct. I am bevade listening to the Chachamim, because the Chachamim never told me not to eat Safik Bishalachim. The Chachamim never told me not to move Safik Muktzah. The Chachamim never told me. Each example here may not be correct, but we'll for our purposes. The Chachamim never told me to light near his Chanukah Safik. The Chachamim said, whenever you have a Safik, you're okay. We'll give you a green light. So what do you mean? How can you turn it? You're lost in a circle. How can you ask me a question? Every time you're violating a Safik Derabanan, how can you take a risk of eating this Safik Bishalachim? How dare you eat this Safik egg that was by a goy, maybe you're in violation of the terrible listen, the terrible sasser of not listening to the Chachamim. So the guy looks like you're crazy. What do you mean I'm not listening to him? The Chachamim told me all that either. The same rabbis who made a Yisra Bishalachim, they're the ones who said something Derban Lekula. So built into the system of Dinam Derban is the fact that you're allowed to be making me suffering. So that's probably the correct answer to the Rambam. That's what really the Ramban himself alludes to such an answer to the Dasa Rambam. But perhaps one could say the answer a little bit more. We can add a little bit to the Shittisa Rambam to understand this is the answer. But why is this so? Why did the Chum choose to institute Dinim Derabanan in such a manner? Why is it that Lamaisa, at the end of the day, the Psach Halach is that Sveikah Derais is Lechumra and Sveikah Derabanan Lekula? Is it just arbitrary? The Chum just felt, well, it's only Derabanan, Beshmetz, that's a Chumra, so therefore we'll be making, or is there something deeper to it? There's something more fundamental to that. So the Meshech Chochma is a famous beer. We've also spoke about this in the past. The Meshech Chochma is a famous beer in Parsha Shoftim, where he tries to explain what the real Yisod of Shittas Rambam is all about. Why is it that on the one hand we say that the Rabbanans are very chomer and they're like their Isis and Lasasa, etc. On the other hand, we turn around the same breath and say they're all Sveikas, the Rabbanan and Lekula. What's the beer Adova? So the Meshech Chochma says that it really boils down to a fundamental Chakira as to how to understand the nature of Dinim Derabanan. We spoke a little bit about this when we spoke about Yisurei Karis and Yisurei Lav, and there are really fundamentally two different types of Yisurim in the Halacha. There are Yisurei Gavra and Yisurei Chefetz. Yisurei Gavra mean that there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the object, it's just that the Maisa, the Pa'ula, is something that I'm not allowed to do. I, as a person, am not supposed to be eating this object, but the object is not really spiritually poisonous. There's nothing intrinsically wrong with this object. That's in Yisurei Gavra. It's a chefza means that in the halachic universe there are properties now, there are halachic properties that this object has, and that creates in a chefza in this object, and this object is dangerous to my spiritual health. The same way that poison is poisonous to my physical health, so the chazer is poison to my spiritual health. It's a chefza, it's not a misagavra. So how do you understand the nature of Yisurim? So Meshech Chochma says, he thinks there's a difference between the Raisas and the Rabbanans. Dear Isis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu instills in the Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the Teva, that Chazer is spiritually poisonous for a Jew. Chelev, etc. is spiritually poisonous for a Jew. All Yisurim are Yisurei Chefza. But Yisurim, the Rabbanan, says the Meshech Chochma, they're not Yisurei Chefza. There's nothing wrong. What do you mean? The Chachamim said there's something wrong with it. The babysitter cooked an egg. So the egg now becomes spiritually poisonous. What's wrong with the egg? It's Bishalachim. So why am I not allowed to eat the egg? So comes the Meshech Chochma and says, because the Chachamim had a whole cheshbon, why I shouldn't eat the egg? They were afraid if you eat the egg, then you're going to like the babysitter's cooking, she's going to invite you for dinner, you're going to marry her, marry the daughter. It's going to be a terrible mikshel. So therefore, to stop the problem before it reaches the point of chastas, before it reches the point of intermarriage, so they made a gezer, they made a chokma, so siyag l'teira, you shouldn't even eat the food that the goyim cooked for you. That's the gezeira the rabbanan called bishalachim. But is there anything wrong with the egg? The same egg that you cooked, the goy cooked, by now you can't tell the difference. There's no difference between one egg and the other egg. There's an isser that the chum will batal on you. So a guy's going to come and say, wait a second, that looks like a really good egg. The rabbis told me not to eat it because it's going to lead l'chastas. What do the rabbis know? They don't know what they're talking about. Come on, it's crazy, too far-fetched. That's going to lead l'chastas. So the guy goes there and eats the egg. So what's the nature of the issa? What did he do that was wrong? He ate a treif egg. The egg's not treif. What's wrong with what he did? What's wrong with what he did is that he was mezalzel in the chavra, the rabbanim. That means he was meirid the malchus, man, malchir rabbanim. He was a meirid against the chachmei Torah. The Torah wants there should be authority. The Torah appoints the Sanhedrin as the authority. And the guy laughs in the face of the chum and says, yeah, the rabbis, what do they know? I can eat the egg and the yechta, and that's not going to affect me. Or I have a time, I want to eat the egg. The rabbi said, not, come on, I don't have to listen to them. That's the nature of the issa. The nature of issa is a mered b'chachmei Torah. To such an extent, the Mishnah Chachma gives this famous mashal. If you look in the Chumash and Parsha Shoftim, so you notice that the parsha of listening to the Beis Din is right next to the parsha of listening to the Melech. There's a din, you have to listen to the Melech. If the Melech makes a decree, you have to listen. And if the Melech makes a decree and you violate the decree, you're chayv nisa. Mered b'malchus is chayv nisa. Shiyam rishpichol yumas. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Sefer Yeshua. So imagine the Melech gets up one fine day and he makes a decree throughout his entire 127 nations. He says, anyone who eats eggs today is breaking the law. So now all the eggs become treif. The egg is a chefza to it. There's a spiritual property. Now this egg is no longer a kosher egg. It's a treif egg. That's a joke. It's a late sonnus. Nobody would say such a silly thing. But lamais, if you eat the egg, you're chayav misa. Why are you chayav misa eating the egg? So the Teretz says, you'd be chayav misa eating the egg if that's the decree of the Melech, and you'd be chayav misa for eating a tomato. If that's what the king decreed. There's nothing wrong with the tomato, nothing wrong with the egg. What's wrong is that you're not accepting the authority. You're not subjugating yourself to the authority of the king. The Torah set up a system that the Torah wanted. There should be a Melech. So Merib the Melech, Merib the Malchus is chayav misa. So says the Mishnah Chachma, it's mamish the same story here also. When the Chachma make a gezeir, the Chachma make a mitzvah, what's the real mechayiv, the nature of the chiyuv of listening to the Chachamim, is that you shouldn't be a Merib the Malchus, you shouldn't be a Merib the Chachamim. But in terms of the object itself, there's nothing really wrong with the object, says the Mishnah Chachma. Now we understand why Sveikah Deraisa Lachum, why Sveikah Deraisa Lachula. When you're dealing with poison, so that was the mashal we gave at Chorus last week. When you're dealing with something which is an Issa Chevza, what do you mean it's a Sofik? I have a bottle in front of me, I'm not sure. It's either it's apple juice or it's bleach. I'm not sure. We'll take a chance. 50-50 chance. So there's a 50-50 chance you may be okay. And there's a 50-50 chance you're going to end up in the emergency room. So that's suffix. When something is intrinsically poisonous, so you can't take any chances. That's a suffix. Masha'en kain, the isser derabon or bishalach, I have an egg sitting on the table in front of me, and I can't figure out whether it's also it's mutter. Remember, we had the Shiloh once years ago, and I thought it was Beth Jacob, the famous Beth Jacob story. I used to run the summer kollel here in California a while back. So one, we used to eat breakfast, we used to daven in the minyan, and we'd eat breakfast, and we learned there for a couple of hours. I said, say, sure. So every morning breakfast was a couple of bowls of cereal or something. But in Rosh Chodesh, all of a sudden they decided they're going to make us a nice fancy schmancy breakfast. The problem was that the person who prepared the breakfast was the guy, the one who works in the kitchen there. Somebody told him in the shul he should make a nice breakfast for the boys. So he makes us eggs, he makes us all fancy breakfast. So we realized the guy's making us eggs, and it was a problem. So we called the rabbi at the time, we were talking back and forth. So we said, yeah, you know, it's not a problem, because one of the pilot lights is always on. And the guy knows that he's only allowed to use that particular pilot light, joint, whatever it is. The guy's been working in the shul for 30 years. He knows exactly what he's allowed to put on that light. Okay. The problem was, that particular day, the regular custodian wasn't there, but some other guy, some substitute was there. So when we realized that he wasn't, the guy has been working there for 30 years, working there for 30 minutes, so we try to understand from him which fire he put the egg on. So between our Spanish and his English, we couldn't get an answer. We couldn't figure out, you know, we're coming and going, fire's up and down. We couldn't get an idea as to where exactly his eggs were made. It was a suffix. So at the end of it, he had this beautiful egg sitting there. So I passed him like the Shach. The Shach says, if it's Bishalacham, Safi Bishalacham is mutter. That you try to be Mavar, the Safi can't be Mavar, so it's mutter. So it's okay. So all the Bachram are sitting there and waiting. So I passed it, it's mutter to eat the omelets. So they're all sitting and watching, what's the rabbi eating today? So I said, you know, I have a little cholesterol issues, you know, today I try to keep low and careful. So I ate the eggs also. I said, it's mutter. Safi Bishalacham is mutter. Anyway, so getting back to the story. Why is that? Why is something Bishalacham mutter? Says Bishalacham, because there's nothing wrong with the eggs. The eggs are only also b'teres mered. Says the Mishnah Chachma, you can't have a revolution misafik. A revolution means, you know, you're rebelling against. I know, here's the king. I want to bring down the king. I'm a traitor. I'm going to turn against the king. We're going to have a whole revolution. That's a revolution. A revolution misafik, that I'm going to rebel against a Safik king. I'm going to rebel against the Safik decree. It's a joke, says the Mishnah Chachma. What kind of rebellion is that? That's not a merit. So therefore, the whole Issa D'Rabbanan falls by the wayside when you have Speke Drabban. And so a kol parim, according to this razzle dazzle beer, Speke Drabban Lakula is not just a kula biyama, not just an arbitrary kula, but there's something to it. Speke Drabban Lakula is built on the premise that the nature of Yisurim Drabban, although it's losasa, but it's fundamentally different conceptually from Dinim Deraisa. But the Ramban didn't buy into any of this story. The Ramban, who was bothered with the kasha against the Rambam, the Ramban seems to understand that Sveika Drabban Lakula is more of a Torah, a suffix, in the sense of that, well, the Yisra is not so chomer anyway. It's only a Drabban. It's not a losos. So the whole thing is only a Drabban. So the Chacham said, all right, you want to risk it. You want to live dangerously. It's a 50-50 chance. You know, flip a coin, maybe you'll be right. If you have a piece of chazm on the table, but I risk it's too dangerous. The consequences are too serious, so therefore I'm not going to risk it. Mashenkin, it's only bishalach, no big deal. Come to the kisei kofer. Yes, you are bishalach. I'll say I'm sorry. I thought it was mutter. It's not so terrible. So comes the rishonim, and now really having a fundamental machlokes about what did that take towards safek drabban lakula. The Rambam seems to be saying that safek drabban lakula is mutter lagamrei. It's at the gomor b'chiyag avnu tiknu. The Chacham never instituted isurim b'makom safek. That safek drabban a mamish mutter mitchila v'yatzoif. There's no latest a safek. There's no shaila. There's no chumra. The guy's going to say, I don't want to rely on safek drabban lakula. What do you want to rely on it? The Chacham never said it's all, sir. If you have an egg in front of you, and you're not sure what's bishalachim, there's no need to be mach. What are you being mach for? It's mutter. If you ask the Beis Din HaGadol, who instituted the takon of bishalachim, they'll tell you it's mutter to eat it. Because safek drabban lakula, it's het to gom. But Shagin the Ramban didn't sound that way. The Ramban sounded that safek drabban lakula is alright, you know, we'll kvetch, it's only a derabanan, it's only a this, it's not a real losasa, losasa is only by deraisas, and therefore we'll look the other way, we'll let you be making safek drabban lakula. According to the Ramban, it sounds like safek drabban lakula is a little bit of a dochak type of a kula. I mean, it's all right. It's mutter. Shasachach. It's mutter. B'diav. It's mutter. But l'mahadim. You want to really be yotzei halacha properly? You shouldn't really rely on speaking to Rabban Lakula. So it comes out a strange thing that the Rambam, who's the biggest machmer in the Rabbanan, who says well, the Rabbanan said derai, says he's the one mitach chumar akusha, has to come up with this yisoid of the Meshech Chochmah's idea, or similar to the Meshech Chochmah's idea, that Sveged Rabban Lakula is mutter, it's glatz, mahadrim and mahadrim. Mashenkin the Ramban, who was never bothered with the cash in the first place, may be assuming that Sveged Rabban Lakula is not the greatest thing in the world. So this is going to have enough gemina's ladina. What would that loch be in the following case? Let's say a person has a shayla of a Sveged Rabban Lakula, but it's a lechetchila type of a situation. Most Sveged Rabban Lakulas are after the fact. Let's say the eggs. Nobody told the guy to cook the egg. I mean, we told him to cook the egg. We thought he was cooking under kosher fire. But no one would lechatchila set up a situation of cooking eggs that may be bishalachum. 99% of Sveik Drabban Lakula are after the fact. Let's say the Gemara is a Shaila, Masechus Brachas. So a guy doesn't remember whether he said Brachas Kriyashma, doesn't remember if he said Kriyashma. One day in the Gemara's Kriyashma is Drabbanan, whatever it is. The Gemara says if Kriyashma is only Drabbanan, we pass against their eyes. But if you hold the Kriyashma is only Drabbanan, so the Gemara says if you're Suffolk, whether you say Kriyashma, you can't remember, you don't have to repeat the Kriyashma. Let's say it's a Suffolk, I'm off his name is Hanukkah. So it's 12 o'clock at night, I can't remember. I'm looking at my menorah, I can't see, there's a lot of melted wax there. I can't tell, did I light tonight? No, it's been such a long day, a long night, I can't remember what's coming or going. So the din is that Suffolk Drabban Lakula, you don't have to light over again. So most of the time, Suffolk Drabban Lakula are after the fact. I mean, it already happened, there was already a latest of Suffolk. The egg is sitting on the table, I don't know whether it's mutter or it's also. Or the neighbors are sitting there, the nurse is sitting there, I can't remember, did I light it or not light it? That's usual, 99.9% of the time, that's Suffolk Drabban Lakula. Do I have a right to set myself up for Sveket Drabban Lakula? Can I initiate Lechatchila Sveket Drabban Lakula? Is there anything wrong with that? Is that also okay? So Lechatchila, that depends on the Smechalikas. According to the Rambam, what's wrong with that? According to the Rambam, it's Mutter Lechatchila. According to the Rambam, there's nothing wrong with it. There never was anything wrong with it. So according to the Rambam, you can live your whole life based on Sveket Drabban Lakula. And according to the Ramban, it doesn't sound right. According to the Ramban's idea, it sounds Lechatchila, the din should be, that you're not supposed to be making Sveket Drabban Lakula. If it happens, it happens. Very rarely you have to interrupt a morning shiur for thunder. I can't say I'm on the level of the Gra, you know, the famous mice with the Gra and his Tamidim. He was saying over something to his Tamidim and it was thundering lightning, and they were trying to be Bataik from the Gra that he didn't stop the shiur in the middle to make the Bracha. So they finally asked him in Rebbe, was that the din? Isn't that the din that when you're in the middle of learning, so the Bracha comes your way, you're supposed to make the Bracha? So the Gra said, what thunder? Well, I wasn't Gerus the thunder. Anyway. There was a nice about, see now it's more real time, it's still good stories. It was just written up recently about Rav Steinman when he was flying over Gibraltar, when I was in Berlin, and I missed him that by that day. He came from, we went from Berlin to Gibraltar. So I was leaving Berlin and she was coming to Berlin. So we missed each other by about 3 hours. But I was still on the same bulletin board. I showed you the picture. So it was the bulletin board in the same place that said, Rav Shteim is coming and Rav Salos is Yimashia. So I took a picture of that because probably the only time in my life I'll ever have the same bulletin board announcing the two of us in the same place. Anyway, so after I left Berlin, so I flew to Gibraltar. So they said that, you know, he flies the fellow from Muncie, flies him around in his private jet. So when they flew over Gibraltar, they were maneuvering the plane in such a way that it could be exactly mamish in such a position that you can see the Atlantic and the Mediterranean at the same time. Because as the machlekes have shown them, when you make the bracha she'asas yam agadol, somebody showed the she'asas yam agadol is made on the Mediterranean. We call yam agadol like Yichomish. And others say when Chazal said yam agadol, they meant the oceans, and it means just the sea. They meant the Atlantic, the Pacific, the big oceans. That's called, they say, yam agadol. So it's the machlekes have shown in Shulchan Aruch, the poskim, when do you make the bracha? So the poskim write that the only time you can really make the bracha the whole day is when you're standing in Gibraltar, and you're standing, you can see both at the same time. So apparently they were trying to maneuver the plane in such a way to make the bracha at the right time. So finally the pilot got where he's supposed to be. So all the Rabbanim, all the chevron were all excited about it. So they, probably people who are listening to the Shia probably wondering, what's he talking about? It's nothing to do with what we're talking about, just the fun stuff. Anyway, so they finally told Rav Shteim and Rebbe, we got, you're able to make the bracha. She'asas yam agadol l'chol ha'deyos for the first time in your life. So he looked at them like they were crazy. He was in the middle of reading a Tosis. He said, I'm reading a Tosis now. Who cares about that? Anyway, so maybe everyone else is here. I wasn't at the dog. That's why I responded to making the book. Anyway, getting back to the story. So what should the din be? Are you allowed to set yourself up for a sveikah to a bar l'kula or not? Is that a good policy in life? So according to the Ram, sounds like it's okay. According to the Ramban, sounds like it shouldn't be okay. So this is the Farish of Machlekes Rishonim. We know this is the Machlekes Rishonim. This was yesterday's Adaf. Daf Samachvav, right? Yesterday's Daf Samachvav. And Menachas. Right. So it was yesterday's Daf, the Taisa and Daf Samachvav and Menalef. Where a Taisa raises it. You're allowed to cheat and look at the Taisa.
I never read that.
So the Gemara says in Maseches Menachos, according to one opinion in the Gemara list, that Sfir Sa'omer Bizman Azez Onim Midirabon, it's only a Zechel and Mikdash, because we don't have a carbon Omer, so the whole Sfir Bizman Azez Onim Midirabon. So it's Machlekes Rishonim, like, do we pass like that day? The Rambam says we don't even pass in that way, but Tosfos passed in that way. Tosfos says that Sfir Sa'omer Bizman Azez Onim Midirabon. Therefore, Tosfos goes on and says, since Sfir Sa'omer Bizman Azez Onim Midirabon, therefore we have a right to say that Safi Dirabon the Kula, and a person can count Sfir Sa'omer Ben Ashmashas. It's simply reading Taisa, even look at the Taisa telling you, Lamaise, you can make a bracha, Sfir Sa'omer, you can count Sfir Sa'omer, it's not a problem. It's not Tzeis Kecham, it doesn't matter. If it's Ben Ashmashas, Sfeikah Dirabon the Kula, everything's okay. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that obviously the Rambam won't accept that. The Rambam holds that Sfir is their ice, as man is obviously it's not going to accept that Tzah. But the Ran in Maseches Pesachim says that Taisa is not right, even with Shittasim. Even if Taisa is correct, that Sfir is only the Rabbanan, you still can't count Ben Ashmashas. Why? Because who said you have a right to make a Sfeikah Dirabon the Kula Chachila? Says the Ran. Sfeikah Dirabon the Kula means after the fact. If by mistake you count the Ben Ashmashas, then the animal tie right, you don't have to count over again. Because it's only a Dirabon, it's a Sfeikah Dirabon the Kula after the fact. But the Chachila, that I can go ahead and live my life and do mitzvahs Dirabon Ben Ashmashas, who gives you a right to make Sfeikah Dirabon the Kula even the Chachila? So that's a machlekes Taisa in the Ran. Taisa sounds like you can. And the Ran says that you can. So according to what we're saying, this machlekes Taisa in the Ran is not just an isolated machlekes, but it could be its fundamental, how to understand the lumdus of the klal of Sfeikah Dirabon L'Kula. Sfeikah Dirabon L'Kula, mutter b'teres vadai, b'teres gom, no shayla, like the Rambam seems to say with the Mishnah Chachmas Bir. But you say, no, it's a kula, it's a nebuch, it's a kula. The lace brer, you have no choice. You don't have to throw out the egg. You're allowed to eat the egg, v'diavad. But l'chatchila, wouldn't really be the right thing. You shouldn't live your life based on Sfeikah Dirabon L'Kula. Remember, I told the story about it was at the time when I was in Smichel. Who's with Smichel me? We were together. Okay, we were in the Rabbi Gedak Yerdei Chabur was with me.
I did
in Gross. You did in Gross. Okay, so Dr. Pele was together with me in those Chabur. So we used to Sunday mornings through the nights, something like that. We were together with that Chabur Rabbi Gedak. So it was at that time when there was a whole Coca-Cola crisis in Hashgacha. Some of you may remember that for a short period of time Coca-Cola was under no Hashgacha. Many years it had been under Hashgacha, then the person who gave the Hashgacha, I think it was Nifter, and then there was a little span of time when there was a change, and then there was a whole question, was it really kosher, not kosher, and nobody knew what was going on. So with that, for those couple of months, one of the diunim that was taking place in the OU, before the OU actually took it, what was the problem? Coca-Cola didn't want to give over the secret formula. It's called the Shach Givashkoch. You don't know what's in it. Maybe it's from Mitzchazer. So if I want, at one point, there was some dion about they were able to narrow it down to whatever the questionable ingredient was even if it was treif, was not treif mitaraisa. It was only a shayla of kashrus derabbanan. So the shayla was, well, we can't get the information. Coco is not willing to give it to us. So it's only a derabbanan anyway. So it's a 50-50 chance. Maybe it's kosher, maybe it's treif. So maybe we can give hashkacha on the soda anyway because it's safik derabbanan lakula. So remember, Rabbi Ganach was talking about what the issue was. Are we allowed to give hashkacha on that? So we, the machlekes tais in the run. So he thought, according to taisus, maybe you can. According to taisus, yeah, it's mutl hakula. If I have a piece of food in front of me, look, I can start giving hashkachas, everything. We'll speak derabbanan, everything is mutter. And according to the Ram, it's a joke. According to the Ram, you can't give a shkoch on something if you're not sure whether it's mutter or asar, even though it's only a derabbanan. Taking the Ram lekula does give you a right to use lechatchila. So the Ma'aseh, they didn't give the shkoch based on that. They gave it based on other information. But l'chari, this machlekes ties in the Ram is an important conceptual machlekes in terms of understanding speket derabbanan lekula. This sheet is Iran that speket derabbanan lekula is not the greatest thing in the world. It is something that we try to avoid if we're able at all costs. So this is, seems to be the sheet is Iran, also the sheet also at the seder, but hollow, that's one part of it, but a dollar crisis, right? The three runs, the sheet also says another run. Concerning the Dalek Kosis, where the famous Gemara Maseches Pesachim says that there was a Machlekes Amoraim, which Kosis you have to do a say before the Seder. You have to lean for the Dalek Kosis, no question about it. You have to lean for Matzah, and you have to lean for the Afikomen, and you have to lean for the Yayin. But the Gemara says you don't have to lean for all four cups. You only have to lean for two of the four cups. Which two? So the Gemara says Machlekes. One day it says the first two, that Tika Gula. Some say the last two, that Tika Gula. Whatever it is, two out of the four you have to lean for. The Gemara says we don't know which is which. So the Gemara says Hashtad Lo Yadina. We don't know which is which. Therefore, we have to do a stay for all four. And that's how we pass the Shacharot. You have to lean for all four. So the Ran asks, what do you mean you have to lean for all four? Forget it. If it's a sophic, you don't know. So you should lean for the first two, or the last two, or none, whatever. You say, speak it over on the cooler. What do you have to lean for all four? That doesn't make any sense. So the Ran gives two answers to that question. One is the famous answer, one is the less famous answer. So the famous answer is, it's a type of disasre. If we're going to let you not lean for all four, if we're going to tell you to pick the first two, that doesn't make any sense. Why is the first two better than the last two? So we'll say, okay, fine, I'll pick the last two. That also makes no sense. Why the last two over the first two? So the only thing that makes sense is to say you don't have to lean for all of them. So the first two comes the first two, and I'll say, I'm not going to lean because it's a safek derabbanan. Then you're going to come to the last two, and I'll say, oh, sorry, I missed the leaning. I'm not going to lean for this either because it's vayter safe and it's fake derabbanan. The Ran says, that's a joke. That's tied to the sasre. That's like, davening mincha, if the flag of mire before, you can't do that. That's a, just kidding. That's a, not just kidding, just kidding. I didn't say I was just kidding. Just kidding. I mean, seriously, I don't want people to get. I was thinking of a Shabbos, so something came up about the sake of the Yoma. So I started to talk about Shmini Atzeres. I'm sitting in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. So I was thinking, should I really come down hard? I said, come on, it's almost Shavuos. I'm going to start yelling at people about eating in Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. So I'm not the rabbi anyway. They let the rabbi scream before Shmini Atzeres. So I just presented the part of the Sukkah. It was relevant. I didn't make my, if it'd be my own shul, I would have made my under my breath comment about sitting in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. So that's why I made my under the breath comment about davening tied to the sasa. Anyway, so, yeah.
After the Rav said that that's one of the things that he was mocking. It's one of the three things the Rav was mocking on.
Changing the minute.
To either your family meeting was not to,
right.
He said,
right.
He would get up there and scream,
right.
Rav,
that's
about right. And vote for that.
Okay, very good. Okay, good. Anyway. So the bottom line is, the Ran says, the famous answer of the Ran is, it doesn't make any sense to pick two, to pick the last two, the first two, to pick none, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. So you have no choice. The only choice that makes any sense is to do all four. It's a suffix, you're a bundle of cool. You're tough, tough luck. What are you going to do, says the Ran. But that's the famous answer of the Ran. But the less famous answer is the other answer in the Ran. The Ran says, maybe the reason why you have to be machmir to lean for all four is as follows. You're going to drink the kosas anyway. It's not like we're going to, it's not like you're going to get away drinking the kosas. You have to drink the kosas. Everyone agrees there are four kosas. It's a mission. There are four kosas. You're going to drink the kosas. What's the shahla? Shahla is you're going to drink the kosas like this, or you're going to drink the kosas like this. You know, for those who can't see on the video, you're going to sit straight, upright, like you drink your Kiddush cup, or you're going to lean a little bit to the left. So my nafkamina, don't be such a medaktik in the lumdus, it's a drabon, it's a something. Just be nice guy, be else tough, think we're around, lean a little bit to the left so you can get another stand in your kidney. You have to send it to the cleaners, they have to face it anyway. So you spill a little bit more, big deal. So says the Ran, anyway you're doing the mitzvah, it's just a question, you can do it with a half an ounce of more effort. Says the Ran, that's not a svek at drabon of the kula. Svek at drabon of the kula means when I never, it's 12 o'clock at night, that I light near his chanukah, they're not, I gotta go back downstairs, go find candles, wake everybody up. That's a pain. Well, I got these delicious eggs over here, these yummy omelet, I really want to eat it, and now I'm not sure, is it bishulach or not? So I'm plotting to eat this. Okay, Savadar Malik, well, here, you're drinking the wine anyway. Drink it, leaning to the left, instead of sitting up straight. So says the Ran, you don't say Svegat Abba Malikul, but there's no tircha whatsoever. Why not? According to the Ram, why not? According to the Ram, Svegat Abba Malikul is mutter, it's mutter lechatchila. And when I have an egg that's bishulach, I have two eggs in front of me, I can eat one of them for breakfast. One of them is a Savadar Abba Malikul, one of them is Hetagomer. You can eat whichever one you want, there's no difference. It's Hetagomer according to the Ram. So the Ram doesn't seem to be saying that. The Ram seems to be saying that Svegat Abba Malikul is not Hetagomer, it's not absolutely mutter. It's mutter under difficult, extenuating circumstances. It's mutter. Svegat Abba Malikul is lechomer even when under extenuating circumstances. Svegat Abba Malikul is mutter under very, very unique extenuating circumstances. Therefore, you have no right to make the Svegat Abba Malikul lechatchila. You can't count Sfira B'ruah Ben Hashmashas. Or the Ran's other example, the Ran says in Psachim, there was a machlokes in the Gemara about when is the Sovzman to eat matzah. When is the Sol Zman Akor Pesach Ben HaTorah? Is it Chatzel Shu until Alos HaShachar? So we're not sure what the answer to that question is. Machlokes says, no, Machlokes had a pasuk on that Shaila. So therefore, we showed him right that it's a suffix. So therefore, suffix the rice l'chumra. So you have to make sure to eat the matzah before Chatzos. So Tosis writes that that's true about the matzah. But the Hallel, the Dalakai says, it's only the Rabbanon, no, it's not the end of the world. So the Ran writes, it's not true. The Ran writes that you have to be machmer for that as well. Why? It's a suffix. We don't know what the din is. We're not sure whether mitzvahs alayla go into Chatzos or the mitzvahs alayla go into Alos HaShachar. So if you stopped, it happened, you couldn't make it, all right, it's not the end of the world. But lechatchila to run your seder that way, to plan your whole magen, to plan the whole seder around missing chatzos lechatchila for the dalek kaisas for the last two kaisas missing the halal before chatzos, that's not right. Says the Ran. Zolzayin, that's the rabbanon. Could be dalek kaisas the rabbanon and halal ken zayin the rabbanon. Everything's the rabbanon, and it doesn't matter. It's still not right because enos and sofik the rabbanon lekul lechatchila. So you have all these three Rans all tucked away in the same place. You have the Ran about Sefiras Omer, that it's not appropriate to count in Hashmashas Lechatchila, even though Sefiras Derabanan. And you have the Ran, that it's not appropriate to delay the Seder, to dilly dally, and to drink the fourth Kos after Chatzais Lechatchila. And it's when it comes to Safek in Haseba, it's not right to take the attitude, oh, I'm not going to do Haseba, it's only a Derabanan. No, the Ran says you should try to bend over backwards, try to figure out a way, figure out an Eitzah, not to rely upon Sefik Derabanan Lekul. It's not the way to live your life. And if it happens, it happens. But under normal circumstances, you're supposed to try to avoid it if and when you're able to avoid it. So this whole shit is around. This doesn't seem to be going with the Mahalach of the Meshech Chochmah and the Rambam. The Rambam and the Meshech Chochmah seem to be assuming Sveikah Derabanan Lekul is mamish mutter legamei, no shalas, no answers and buts. So at Pokemon, we have two basic klolim in halacha. We have the klal we spoke about in the last 2 weeks, that Sveikah Deraisa Lechumra. We understand the Rambam and the Rashba a little bit about that. And then we have the second klal, the klal of Sveikah Derabanan Lekul. Hopefully we understand Tais and the Ramban and the Rambam a little bit about this as well. Now the question becomes, when these two klolim start to interact with one another, you start to get, these klolim start to have, start to get klolim. There are more and more klolim that seem to emanate from some of the rules that we're talking about. The first of the rules that is going to become a possible spin-off of some of the things that we're talking about is the Gemara Maseches Ketubos and Naftes, but the Gemara introduces to us the principle called Sveik Sveika. The Gemara says, yes, it's true that Sveika Deraisa is L'chumra, that whenever you have one suffix, you have a piece of meat, maybe chaz, maybe not, so I'm not permitted to eat it, Sveika Deraisa L'chumra. But if you have a double down, if you have a sveik sveika, there are two reasons, two separate independent reasons to believe why this piece of meat is mutter. So then we have a principle called sveik sveika is lakula. The particular context of the Gemara in Ksubas Taftes, somewhat of a complicated story. The Gemara tells a story, discusses the halacha of a person the day after his marriage. So he realizes that his wife is not a basula, and the sugya is called Pesach Pesuch, or Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. And the question is, when did she not be, at what point did she become no longer basula? So the problem is, if we would know for a fact that she became no longer basula before she was married, okay? So they'll go to days and they'll find out about the ksuba, 200, 100, the Bechaftal, but in terms of remaining married, they can remain married. There's no reason why they can't remain married. The fact that she was a mezana beforehand would not affect their status of living together, husband and wife. The problem is, if she was mezana between the Erisin and the Nisuin, that's going to be a big problem. In the olden days, it was a big break. They used to sometimes have a year break from the Kedusha. Kedusha and Erisin was synonymous to the Kedusha and the Nisuin. If she was mezana then she's an Eishes Eshezinsa. If she's an Eishes Eshezinsa, then she's a Surah Labaila. So the question is, did that happen? Did that not happen? So the Gemara says, the good news is that you have two things working in your favor. saying. Why? Number one, we don't know when this nus took place. We're not sure whether it took place before. She's not going to be believed. She's a Baldover, Nisha, Nechel, Rebbe. She doesn't have an emanus in this. So we're trying to figure out on our own when this nus took place. So either it took place before she was Mekudesha. So we have to she's Mekudesha. It's a suffix. And that's a problem. One suffix is not good for us. But there's a second suffix. What's the second suffix? Maybe she was Nensa. Maybe she was attacked. She was raped. Maybe she wasn't Mizana Beratzon. So if she was Mizana Beratzon, she's a Sirul Labayla. She was Nensa. And she's Muteris Labayla. So the Gemara says she's Muteris. I'm a Pesach Pesuch. Matzasi, the Gemara says, Muteris, Bitam Sfeik Sfeika. Suffix Tachtav, Suffix Ena Tachtav. Maybe this must happen when she was married. Maybe not. Maybe before she got married. Vim Tim Tzalam Etachtav. Shema Ba'ina, Shema Beratzon. So therefore the Gemara says, Baruch Hashem Sfeik Sfeika is Matur. Even though the Isra of Enesh Nisha Zinsa is Asul Labayla Min HaTorah, it doesn't matter. Based on the Sfeik Sfeika, we're going to permit her to remain with her husband. So the question is, where did this part come from? Out of nowhere. Sfeika Deraisa is the Chumrah. Sfeika Derabana is the Kul, but this is not a Derabana, it's a Deraisa. Where did this new fangled cloth come from called Sfeik Sfeika? Hopefully, next week, we'll try to iron out some of the details of Sfeik Sfeika. Some of the details, 63 kilometers shach, that's Sfeik Sfeika. Try to get a little bit of an understanding of this cloth, Sfeik Sfeika.